I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohengrin.
ABC News reports that the FBI has issued a formal warning to professional sports leagues about organized burglary groups from South America targeting the homes of pro athletes. At least nine players, including Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, and Luka Doncic, have had their homes burglarized over the past 3 months. Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said a short time ago that quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's status for Sunday's game against the Jets is presently unknown. Tagovailoa is dealing with a hip injury. In college basketball, six former Florida State men's basketball players sued Seminoles head coach Leonard Hamilton today, alleging that he promised each of them $250,000 in name, image, and likeness compensation that they ultimately never received. College football at the Music City Bowl, Iowa and Missouri are tied at 7 in the first quarter.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a state of emergency in response to the worsening bird flu outbreak that's affected hundreds of dairy herds. The action is intended to ensure government agencies have the resources and flexibility needed to support the state's response to the outbreak. Statewide, bird flu has spread to 641 dairies since late August when the first detections in cattle emerged. It has infected 34 Californians to date. Recent nationwide polling conducted by Morning Consult for the Renewable Fuels Association shows 69% of registered voters support increasing the availability of E15, gas with 15% ethanol. Voters were also asked if they support legislation that would permanently allow E15 to be sold year-round and nationwide, and 81% said yes. RFA President Jeff Cooper says this confirms American voters want expanded access to E15, a lower-cost, cleaner-burning fuel. U.S. dairy exports are approaching record levels as consumer demand for dairy products in Mexico continues to outpace the country's production. Mexico is the leading export market for U.S. dairy products, accounting for more than one-fourth of international sales. All told, Mexico purchases 4.5% of U.S. milk production via dairy products and ingredients. According to Cobank's Knowledge Exchange, the upside potential for increasing U.S. dairy sales to Mexico remains strong.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are off session lows, but are still down on the second to last trading day of 2024. The Dow is down about 300 points. The blue chips flirting with their worst month since September 2022. The S&P 500 energy is the only sector gaining today. Some good news on the economy. Pending home sales rose by 2.2% in November. That's its highest level since early last year, and it's a bigger increase than expected. The biggest gain was in the South. The National Association of Realtors chief economist says buyers are taking advantage of more inventory. And Wall Street is mourning the death of Jimmy Carter. The NYSE and NASDAQ will close in his honor a week from Thursday. He died yesterday at age 100. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Trust and Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust and Will makes creating your will easy, like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state-specific and secure. Find your plan at trustandwill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 10% off. That's trustandwill.com, offer code RADIO. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Young students from the countries of Western Europe are risking imprisonment in the Soviet Gulag for the cause of human rights. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Recently, National Review magazine presented an article by Lennart Frenzel that revealed how much idealism there is in the world and exposed how much hypocrisy there is behind the Iron Curtain. The author gives an accounting of young students and others from France, Belgium, Norway, Finland, and other countries of Western Europe who journey to Russia as tourists. These particular tourists, however, aren't interested in sightseeing. They smuggle in books and leaflets, which they then openly hand to Russians on the streets. These are books the Russians are forbidden to read, such as the writings of Solzhenitsyn. Invariably, the book-distributing tourists are arrested. One young Belgian girl handing out lists of political prisoners' names was seized by KGB agents so quickly she could only throw the leaflets in the air before she was arrested. Now, the Soviet Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, but like the Helsinki Pact, the Russian government doesn't feel obliged to observe it. Nevertheless, Soviet officialdom is taking its lumps and is very uncomfortable in the face of these tourists who argue back with full knowledge of their legal rights and the terms of the Helsinki Pact. Listen to this exchange between a 22-year-old French girl and the two KGB officers who arrested her. The question, and quote, "Are you a member of a political party?" "Yes." "What does your father do?" "He's a politician." "Does he have a high position?" "High enough." "Does your father know of your trip to the USSR?" "Yes, of course." "Well, both you and he know that it's forbidden to bring books into the USSR." "Really? But why?" "To our country, for example, one can bring in any books. In our country, people have the right to read anything." "Well, this isn't Belgium, but the USSR." "Well, how does the USSR differ from Belgium?" "We want our nation to think according to our ideology." "You are really naive people. Do you really believe that 250 million people will think the way you want them to think?" Unquote. The KGB agents didn't have an answer to that one. All they could say was, "It is forbidden to bring in books. You may get 10 years for it." To which she replied, "I know. We already packed some things in case we would have to go to camp." The smugglers have the help of the Russian emigre organization and contacts in the Soviet Union who helped pass the literature along. Leaflets have appeared in cities and towns far distant from Moscow, and books are regularly circulated among dissident intellectuals in Moscow. A Mr. Sokolov, a member of the section in charge of the confiscated books, was arrested a couple of years ago for selling those books to black market dealers. He hasn't been heard from since, but the smuggling goes on, and significantly the Russian people show a great eagerness to get their hands on the forbidden literature. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. If you go to a classic car show, you'll see a number of Studebaker cars and trucks. But did you know that the Studebaker family started making vehicles back in 1852?
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Old enough to have gray hair or interested in classic automobiles is familiar with Studebaker cars and trucks. Although they're not around now, Studebaker started making transportation vehicles back in 1852. Here's the story. The Studebaker family was known for being great blacksmiths. Looking to take advantage of the westward movement, brothers Henry, Clem, and John started the H&C Studebaker Company to make their version of a Conestoga wagon. They started with $68 in capital. After a year, they had sold two wagons. Realizing they needed more capital to be able to buy materials in quantity, Brother John agreed to go to California and get some capital in the gold fields. When he got to what is now Placerville, he realized he could generate more money by making wheelbarrows for the gold miners than mining gold. John did well. In a couple of years, he saved $8,000. On his way home, John picked up a copy of the great promoter P.T. Barnum's book, The Art of Money Making. When John got back to Indiana, he was totally excited with the possibilities of making a fortune. By December 31, 1860, the Studebaker brothers, John and Clem, Henry had decided to leave the business and become a farmer, had 14 employees and a successful business. During the Civil War, the Studebakers made supply wagons and ambulances for the Union Army. The two brothers were so busy that they grew beards to save time normally used for shaving. It became an annual ritual to tally the books at the end of each year. Following the Civil War, on December 31, 1867, John tallied the assets. That year, they had profits of $223,269. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzik Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzik Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzik windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash. Paso Glass is where it's at.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in the studio with Wendy and Fred from Remax Parkside talking, well, real estate. One of our, if not the biggest transaction that we will make in our lifetime, and the importance of it, and perhaps some of the do's and don'ts and so forth. First, thank you both for coming in, and Wendy, we'll start with you. Just give us a brief background on
my real estate group.
Yeah.
I started in 2016, got licensed, and I immediately went to go work at Remax Parkside, which is where I am currently. I've been involved in, I think, under 40 transactions in my first few years. I recently partnered up with Fred Bruin here, so we are Team Fred Wendy. Going into the new year, we're hoping to start kicking some butt.
And Fred, you've been doing this for a couple of years.
Yeah, a couple, 38 to be exact, full-time right up here in Paso Robles in the surrounding areas. Been with Pete and Remax Parkside Real Estate since 2000.
Okay, so let's get into it right away here, particularly in north part of San Luis Obispo County, and I know that you do, you know, for people that follow baseball, the kind of the analytics and getting really into the dirt, so to speak, on what is happening in North San Luis or the county in general regarding the real estate world.
Sure. Well, these last couple of years, 23 and 24, we've had fewer sales since we got to go back all the way to about 2006, 2007, 2008, where we've had fewer sales each year. Attribute that to the simple fact that we don't have the inventory to sell.
Were in either of your opinions, did the interest rates affect that as well as the lack of inventory?
Well, the interest rates impacted the market, I think, in two separate ways. As far as it's concerned, the sellers have been locked into their 2.5-3% mortgage rates that they got whenever the market was at its lower point. And they're unwilling to sell to get out of that and get into a higher interest rate. And then the buyers are still looking for that interest rate to go back down to below 3%, which is highly unlikely, in my opinion.
Is the real estate market, particularly in California, is it at all affected by political? What's going on and what they're doing in Sacramento and then nationally? Have you seen in your experience or in your short time, Wendy, any of the political atmosphere have any effect on the real estate?
Well, certainly it does, but it's not as, I wouldn't say dramatic as people might think it would be. We see every major election year when we're rolling into that major election that the velocity tends to back off a little bit. People tend to wait to see what happens at the election, and then once the election has occurred, they make their adjustments and get on with life and business. And then we see in that first year after an election is typically the year we see the most sales in a four-year cycle of election cycle.
Regardless of the outcome of the election.
And that's
regardless.
And that's just because people were waiting to see what happens. Once they know what happens, then they adjust their plans accordingly and move forward with life. Yeah. Real estate, divorce, marriage, birth, death, new job somewhere else, those things that continue to happen all the time, and that's going to keep the business moving at that ratios. Yeah.
There used to be, or maybe it was just a wives' tale, that there were a certain time of the year where selling was more prevalent than others. In other words, kids are out of school, so we're going to, does that still take place?
Yeah, but not really as much. There's still a lot of home sales. It actually, during coronavirus, transitioned to like January was like the new April.
Well, in a normal selling cycle, and believe me, I've got it graphed. If someone's thinking about selling their house, they need to have it ready to go live on the market no later than mid-February. The most sales record in June and July. May, June, and July. That's when the most recordings close. That's a sold deal. But you got to remember that an average escrow, 60 days, you got to go back that far. That's when you're most likely to receive an acceptable offer. Mm-hmm. So you want to be on the market. In that, starting February 15th, people are getting out there and kicking tires.
Okay, so when I was reading on it, up on just real estate in general, I came across something I thought was fairly interesting. Again, somebody doesn't, know the real estate other than our own home, is that the there are different things that people need to do before they proceed to go buy a home. And one of those, we talked about it briefly, is make sure that you can afford the house. I mean, we all drive by and say, man, that house is for sale. Let's go buy it. But the process, and again, we don't want to degrade, but are you amazed at how many people don't, or is that one of the first things you ask when they come to you?
Well, the first question whenever we get a client that we haven't met before is, have you been pre-qualified with a lender? Because we don't want to, it inconveniences the sellers to have their doors open for buyers who are not capable of buying their house in the first place, and we don't want to put the sellers in that position. And it also gives unreasonable expectations to the buyers so that they go in looking at these million-dollar properties when they can only afford maybe $700,000-$800,000, and that's going to set their expectations at a higher
point. Well, that saves you time as well. They come in, hey, we can qualify for this. Let's start looking at a home. Mm-hmm. And do that. Now, also, we'll be jumping around here a little bit, is, again, we talk on the dangers of, or I don't need an agent. I can go online and, you know, do this transaction. I can get the legal paperwork and stuff. It's no big deal. And again, explain to the people how dangerous that is.
Well, a real estate transaction, even if it's just one single family home that you're buying, is still a very complicated transaction. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot more negotiation than just negotiating a price. The purchase contract these days is 14 pages long with 50-plus terms in it. You have that initial negotiation. Then 15, 17 days down the road, you're going to have a secondary negotiation with repairs. During the process, you're going to be, as a buyer, be handed a big stack of disclosures, and you got to weed through all of these disclosures coming from state requirement, sellers' experiences. All of that needs to be navigated and needs to be navigated with the help of a professional.
And if you don't have an agent, the agent on the other side is not obligated and should not help you in any way, shape, or form other than providing you with the paperwork. They can't give you any advice.
Well, wouldn't it behoove them to maybe advise, hey,
get an agent.
Yeah, get an agent, because this could go south. We're protecting you by doing this, because, you know, Fred, you mentioned that there's a lot of, you know, laws within the state, but also within counties and cities of, you know, some rules, do's and don'ts, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people may say, well, you know, we don't need to do that, or I don't have to do that, but that can come back to bite them. I mean, they can be negotiating, you know, I won't say anything or I won't do anything, but you got to make sure that you are covered.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And then, so we have that to be aware of it. And so other than the question of, okay, can you qualify? Now, does the potential buyer or seller, do they then tell you what they're trying to do, what they're looking for, et cetera, or do you pursue that first?
Both the buyers and the sellers, we need to sit down and have a conversation, because we are signing contracts with both of them. The new laws that just got passed have required that everybody, before they see a house, has a signed buyer broker agreement with an agent, unless they're just going to go to an open house. Before they're allowed to be shown a house by an agent, they have to be under contract. So we sit down with them and we go over the actual contract, and then we discuss what their expectations are, what they're pre-qualified for, what they're looking for, things like that. And it's the same with the sellers.
Is there any average of the process from I make the phone call to you, I want to buy a home, I'm qualified, now let's go? Or does that change on different circumstances on the process? Or, you know, sometimes there just may be some people that need to do either or very quickly.
Well, I would say that a lot of buyers, before this buyer broker agreement law passed, would come into town over the weekend, want to show, you know, 5-6 houses because they're thinking that they may want to live here, and then they take off and you never hear from them again. But that's kind of, this whole process has kind of eliminated that. So the time frame for people who are actively actually looking for a house, presumably if they've already been pre-qualified with a lender, then we still have to have the sit-down conversation about the broker agreement, talk about what our compensation is going to be for the transaction, and then we can begin showing them houses. And that can happen within, you know, that same day if they already have all their ducks lined up.
Okay, so do people, well, let me back up here. There used to be, along with, you know, the certain time of the year selling homes, is that the reputation or the quality of the community, within the community, and then the schools. Is that still prevalent? People ask that question. Or because of maybe the demographics in North County, which are a little bit older, does that matter anymore?
It certainly has an influence. I mean, buyers know what they're looking for. Neighborhoods, amenities for the home that they're looking for.
Okay, we'll finish that and we'll get back. You're listening to Sound Off here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Deborah Valentine. The funeral for late President Jimmy Carter is January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington, California. Congressman Daryl Issa on Fox Business, The Big Money Show.
You've got to give credit to people who, in whatever way they see fit, continue to serve after they leave office. Mm. And certainly that's going to be part of the tribute we all give to the former president.
President Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning. Carter died Sunday at the age of 100. A federal appeals court today upheld a jury's $5 million award against President-elect Trump in his defamation and sexual abuse case with E. Jean Carroll. He denies the charges. New York City's mayor says tight security for the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
As we wrap up tomorrow's festivities, we will make sure each one of those who come here to visit and enjoy the ball drop will be safe.
Eric Adams, America's listening to Fox News.
It's bad enough that you're involved in an accident, then the hassle of getting your vehicle repaired. Well, there's never a hassle when you work with Davis Body Shop, where customer satisfaction is just the way they've been doing business for well over 50 years. And we're proud of what our customers, like Aaron, have to say about us.
The folks at Davis Body Shop are professional, timely, and courteous. Dennis handled our claim from start to finish. He provided a complete timeline for the work, and he kept us informed at all times. They even completed the job early. I would always take my car here first. Don't chance it.
And if needed, Davis Body Shop will work closely with your insurance company to make sure every step of the claim process goes smoothly. Davis Body Shop, with two convenient locations, one on El Camino Real in Atascadero with an enterprise rental facility on site, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 2nd, 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will with Fred and Wendy from RE/MAX Parkside, right down by the park. And we're talking real estate this afternoon. One of the things, disclosures in both the, you know, whatever situation, the buyers and sellers. What would be a common disclosure that people should be aware of?
Well, the one that most common one that's required by the state of California is called the Real Estate Transfer Disclosure Statement. This is a disclosure form that the actual layout of the form is designed by the state of California. And every residential sale, 1 to 4 units, where the property owner has lived in the property within the last 5 years, has to provide this real estate transfer disclosure statement. It's a 3-page form. Asks a whole bunch of questions that have yes or no answers. If you answer one of the questions with a yes, you need an explanation of what the yes is. That's the main one. There's a seller property questionnaire. That's a 4-page questionnaire. It's part built into every residential purchase contract. And again, the seller has to provide that. Those are the most complicated ones in that there's actually a lot of filling out to do, form, lines to fill out, complete answer questions. We have another myriad of forms that require just a signature, but lay out things like fire hardening and water heater strapping and all those kinds of things too. But there's a lot.
Just like the legal profession, I know the answer to this, but I just want you maybe expand on it, is that real estate agents, they can and sometimes do specialize in certain types of transactions. And they vary, obviously, considering our area, because we have the rural and we have this, we have the, you know, the business, the buildings and so forth and so on. So are they all relatively the same as far as the work itself?
Well, I think that a lot of real estate agents in the county that specialize in commercial property, that's specifically what they target, because the commercial contracts are actually different than the contracts that you use in a residential purchase. But as far as residential purchases go, a lot of agents have a wide range of different things that they're capable of doing, from a, you know, a downtown home to a property that's on land, and knowing what the septic situation is and the well situation is, and, you know, lot lines and things like that, easements, there's a lot of different areas that we need to be aware of.
I would imagine for people that have come from other areas, so to speak, that, you know, they want a little bit of piece of land and so forth, that it's extremely important for them to be aware of the septics and, you know, everything involved with that. And as we were talking earlier, the road conditions.
Yeah. Well, that's a great example. If an outside agent representing a buyer in our neighbor, in our area, if their buyer was looking at a home, let's say in the Jardine neighborhood, Jardine's a great place to live. It's got 1 and 2 acre parcels and homes that are affordable, somewhat affordable these days. But what that outside agent doesn't know, that the soil out there doesn't perk very well. What that agent doesn't know, that those wells, most of those wells out there are only 350 feet deep. And they're going to be drying out. If it's still going, it's not going to be going much longer. Those are the kinds of things why you need a local real estate agent to represent you in a purchase. Because they know some of the ins and outs of these neighborhoods that an agent from the Bay Area or Los Angeles or online just doesn't have a clue about.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, just like trying to do the transaction online with avoiding having to pay any cost, but there's always going to be costs involved. And again, what we said earlier is making sure that their rear end is covered on this, and not get in and go, well, they didn't tell me this, or I didn't know.
Right.
Which,
well, I want to clarify. I'm not saying, Jardine, you don't want to buy there because of these issues. Those are just things that you need to look at more closely when you're out there shopping.
And to be aware, and it's not a surprise.
Right.
A lot of people come and they want to buy a property in Cambria. They all see these photos that you can buy a vacant lot in Cambria for $17,000, and there's a really good reason why it's that cheap.
Well, that gets to the importance of you have to physically go see what you may want to buy instead of just saying, hey, that looks great, I think I'll buy it, let's do this thing over the internet and over the phone and get it done, because you can easily get burned.
Exactly.
Yep, that's right.
So, Fred, as we wind it down here, or Wendy, jump in as well. So the forecast is
bright.
Bright.
Yes. I think 2025 is going to be a better year. Interest rates are forecast. The experts, I'm not an expert in interest rates, but I do read a lot about my industry. And interest rates are forecast to come down a little bit more next year. I think by the end of the fourth quarter of next year, they're looking at 6.3. Now, studies say that when interest rates get down below 6.5, they're considered good and buyer demand will improve. And we have decent buyer demand now, but if we get rates down under 6.5, the market's going to get even better.
Wendy, have you experienced people calling and getting a hold of you and saying, hey, you know what, thinking about moving to the area, but I'll get back with you when the interest rates drop a little bit?
Almost every caller.
Really?
Yes. It's a big concern for people, and they think that if they sit on the fence and wait, that things are going to change. But what happens when Fred was saying, when the interest rates drop down, prices haven't dropped down to go with that, and they're going to continue to rise.
So they can lose out on the
yes
on their dream home.
Exactly.
That's correct. With the limited inventory that we have, property values are still projected to continue to climb, even though we don't have a lot of sales, and they're falling behind. The best time to buy is when you can afford to buy.
All right, Wendy and Fred, how can folks reach you at REMAX?
Well, they can reach me directly at 805-235-4681.
And I am at 805-835-3220. 0.
All right, thank you for coming in today, and Happy New Year. All right, Susanna has this afternoon off. She'll be back next week. A little history lesson from Chess Records out of Chicago, and particularly a gentleman that did a little work with him. His name was Chuck Berry. That's coming up. Enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening to Sound Off.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.